By the numbers, the top team in the NCAA bracket is the 15th-seeded Belmont Bruins. We're not talking field goals and rebounds. If teams were going head-to-head based on academic metrics like graduation rates and GPAs, Belmont is the undisputed champion.
Move the ball, move the ball, move the ball!
That's Coach Rick Bird, wearing his trademark sweater vest, yelling courtside during practice. He's been pacing on the Belmont side of the floor for 29 years. Even when the Bruins made the leap to Division I, he refused to recruit players who would only tolerate the college part of college basketball.
It's just too hard to be knocking on doors at 8 a.m. to get them to class. We don't have all Rhodes Scholars on this team, but we have all guys that want to be in college and do the work and didn't just come here so they could play basketball.
One, two, three.
Belmont might not draw many national prospects destined for the pros, even if it was going for them. It makes the most of guys who know this is likely the end of the line for their basketball careers. Craig Bradshaw is a smiley 6'3" junior from Ridgetop, Tennessee. He was crushed when he got his first C freshman year in, of all things, a class called The Art of Paying Attention.
You had to read a lot, and we were on trips all the time. We went to Alaska for 9 days, and I didn't touch a book, so it was a learning curve for me when I got here. It was easy for me in high school. When I got here, it was a little bit tougher.
He bounced back. This year, Bradshaw was named an academic All-American, Belmont's 12th since 2001, the most in the NCAA during that period. The team turns grades into a friendly competition, razzing each other when someone makes an F. Bradshaw says players don't want to break Coach Bird's 14-year streak with an average team GPA above a 3.0.
You don't want to be the first team that he's like, oh, well, guys, we don't have a 3.0 this year, so.
Just one student could ruin a couple of other streaks, too, like a 100% graduation rate for the last 12 years. And over that time, not a single player has transferred, which is pretty common in college ball.
So if a player is not getting great playing time at one program, he or she may have a great incentive to switch to another.
University of Georgia professor Welch Suggs studies NCAA academic trends and says to have no transfers in 12 years is unheard of. Belmont also doesn't have to deal with any one-and-dones. The most elite schools struggle more to graduate everyone because some are just meeting the NBA's requirement to play 1 year.
So that creates a huge incentive for players to start college when they have no intention of finishing.
Suggs says there's been so much academic fraud in the NCAA that he's skeptical of any numbers, especially when they're flawless. But he finds that Belmont doesn't even game the system in allowable ways, like clustering players into less challenging degrees. Finance, business, and math majors get regular playing time. Holden Mobley graduates in May with a degree in philosophy. Then it's on to law school.
I really love to read and write, and so philosophy was just something that sort of helped me to, you know, think critically and do things that, you know, would hopefully, you know, improve my chances at succeeding as a lawyer.
Recruiting responsible students has meant making sacrifices, especially on size and speed. Coach Bird also concedes that his team may have fewer players from underprivileged backgrounds, though he contends that's true of the broader student body at most private universities. On the whole, Bird believes his way has helped rather than hurt on the court.
There may be a lot of coaches or fans or people out there that think that I'm limiting how good we can be by excluding a bunch of people that maybe we could squeeze in here academically and might be real outstanding players. But we end up with guys with character that are unselfish and like each other, and that makes us a better team.
Bird's own record with more than 700 career wins helps prove that academics and winning can coexist, at least outside the power conferences. Belmont has become a perennial participant in the tournament, but the team has yet to pull out its first win. They face number 2-seeded Virginia Friday. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.